Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I am Robert Sadelman, and enter funny witticism here. Joining me tonight, as always, we have VRM, we have Jason Block, we have Nikki Heyman, we have Typho, and we have Four.
Hello, hello, hello.
Tonight is a very special night here on the show. We are going to be doing a Have I Got News For You special. And what this show is, it's a take on the British show of the same name, but it's all about wrestling. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first, we have recaps to talk about.
I should not have taken the option because my choices would have won anyway.
Would it have made a difference though?
We're gonna find out here.
All right, and here we go. First match was Falls Count Anywhere. That's what we did for picking. Taylor Wilde versus, not Taylor Wilde, but ODB versus Awesome Kong. No surprise there, Awesome Kong won. And everybody got that one right. And now people start to pull away from the pack because we had the Prince Justice Brotherhood versus Rock and Roll Infection. VRM took the one half who cares point. And everyone else got that right except for me because I am an idiot.
Yes, you are. Go on.
I wasn't gonna say it.
I did. I do that because I love Rob. He's a good guy.
If only I'd known. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Lethal versus Dutt. Do I really need to talk about this match? Except for SoCal Val heel turn, which needed to happen.
It did need to happen, but no one really gave a darn.
Well, here's the thing with SoCal Val turning heel. She's best when heel. For proof, I would look up stuff with the Heartbreak Express from Full Impact Pro Wrestling, which is the offshoot of Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Good stuff there. That one. VRM took the half point, who cares vote. Jason, Nikki, Fourth Typho got that one right.
I think that heel turn should have happened obviously much, much sooner. At least 3 or 4 matches ago, because by the time it happened, it was like, oh, wow, who didn't see that coming?
We were down to that, but it was either, if they weren't going to do it now, it would have to happen at Bound for Glory, and there's enough already building up to that. It's good to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, we had the Knockouts match, Taylor Wilde versus Angelina Love. Trista took a half point. Everyone else except for DJ got that one wrong because Taylor Wilde won for some odd reason. I guess they still have faith in her.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I'm not hearing enough to suggest they should even keep the belt on her.
I mean, is The Undertaker pulling double duty in TNA as well, or what's going on?
Either that or they just didn't want to turn the Knockouts belt into another butterfly belt, and that's why they weren't going to put it on a beautiful woman.
That's why Kong needs a second run.
Yes.
Abyss and Matt Morgan versus Team 3D, which this might be turning into another Monsters Ball match. Actually, from Impact last week, yesterday, this is the setup to another Monsters Ball match, and Abyss freaked. But for this match, I got it right. BRM got it right. Nikki took the half point. Fourth got it right. Typo got it right. And DJ got it right.
I believe I was the only one who got it wrong.
Trista also got it wrong. Now we get to... forget, I'll just play a sound for it. Whoa! And that sound rectifies that our stinker match was, in fact, the MMA match between Frank Trigg and AJ Styles.
Shocker.
If this was going to be a wrestling match, then it could have worked. The chances wouldn't have been that great, but it would have worked.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like I called the ending.
Yeah, but I'm giving everybody a half point on that one just for shit. Just for crap value. Excuse me.
Okay.
French is legal. It's your show, man.
Then we get to the X Division title match. Sheik Abdul-Bashir pulls the upset.
I think I called... No, I called Pete Williams, I believe.
VRM, Nikki, fourth got it right. Oh, DJ got it right as well.
Yeah, this was a who's getting the push match, and Sheik Abdul-Bashir looked like that's what they were doing for him.
Now we get to the tag team title match, Beer Money versus LAX. But first of all, now that we'll talk about that later on the show. VRM, Jason, Nikki, Four of Typho, and DJ got it right. Me and Trista got it wrong. Moving on to the main event, TNA title, which was originally scheduled to be Joe, Cage, Angle, and Booker T. Booker couldn't make it because of Hurricane Ike, which is understandable.
Yeah, and anybody who gives Booker crap for this is an absolute moron.
And has no soul.
I mean, if you saw the pictures of Hurricane Ike, good grief, you know?
No, but I've got to feel a portion of it when it decided not to peter out and try to blow Ohio off the map.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I believe me, I'm with you.
Jason got it right, Fourth got it right, and after a dry stall, I actually got that one right.
Yeah, I missed, this is one I missed.
Oh, yeah. And DJ missed, too.
Hmm.
Wait, if anybody would have guessed Booker, would they get a half point anyway? Cause
he couldn't
actually make it. Oh.
Circumstances beyond beyond Booker's control, sure, but he was expected at this match.
And so, final scores. Trista with 3. Me with 3.5. Ugh. VRM, Jason, Typho with 5.5. Nikki with 6.
Getting back into it.
TJ with 6.5. And your winner. And still... NAACP Fizzleweight Champion, 4th.
What did he have?
7.5.
Excuse me. 7.5. You know, one of these days, okay, 4th, just let us know. You're in the booking meetings, aren't you?
No. He's Russo's sidekick. I'm the one.
They make him Borash?
No, but I'm the one that suggested suicide.
Which
is what most fans thought of after watching the ladder match.
And what would Kaz have to do with this?
I have no idea what he has to do with it. He's fired. He and Christopher Daniels were watching the pay-per-view at home.
So
maybe
sorry.
They were watching
maybe
together.
They were watching together backstage. And Christopher Daniel get handful of Emmy.
He wish.
Did he listen to Miley Cyrus?
That's Billy's kid, moron.
It's so funny. It's still funny to me, damn it. No,
It is funny. It is damn funny.
All right.
That takes care of the recaps. But I'm going to wait a few. I got to try to get Artie. On my thing, Artie read it. Right about the show. He should be calling in shortly.
He's probably at Chick-fil-A.
Either that or taking care of the kid.
He's probably trying to find Blade.
No, Blade's probably with a bottle of brandy cleaning up a floor.
Trash bagging somewhere.
Wow.
So
wow.
I think he was at SmackDown. If any of you watched tonight, that was a nice sign someone had during the main event.
What'd I miss?
SmackDown?
What
did the sign say? Let me ask that.
Well, during the main event, everyone noticed that when Triple H was walking down, someone had a sign that asked, "Is Aurora 18 yet?"
Oh,
that's wrong.
That's what the chat room was laughing about.
Oh, Sparky!
Oh, my God. Aurora is out of diapers here. Good Lord.
She's
that's
two.
And a half.
Two.
Two.
Good grief. Okay. Pedophile much?
Maybe they meant 18 months.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm not even going to make a statement about that. That's beneath me.
No, it's not. Come on. It's not beneath me.
I wish he saw it so that he would make somebody, he'd make the guy come in the ring and put him over.
No, he'd point to it, keep walking, and the Jimmy Squad would go over and rip the sign up.
No, Jimmy Squad should have seen him and carried his ass out.
No, they would have just confiscated the sign. We had, when I was in Fort Wayne last week, somebody had a sign with somebody else's telephone number on it. And they were going to try to get it on camera, so this poor soul would be getting a bunch of drunk dialing from people who were watching Raw. The Jimmy Squad caught that sign and confiscated it before we even went on the air. The guys went to salvage it because the other side of the sign was one letter because they had an HBK row of signs, and this was their B. So Jimmy said you can have it back, but you've got to mess up this side with the telephone number on it. Some pictures were.
Want to do on the radio show? Still, there goes my dream of hoping that guy was dragged to the back into an empty room with the Undertaker and a roll of tape.
Yeah.
No. If they're gonna ship him out, this is SmackDown. Let's go get Biscuits and Gravy Moving Company in business.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
It ain't right.
Come on, squeal. Squeal.
I'm still concerned that no one rang the bell again for Festus. He's out running around somewhere.
I'm sure Jesse has a spare bell.
I'm pretty sure Festus Richter heard a phone ringing and just went between angry and lethargic until his head exploded.
Did anybody ever watch U.S. Acres back in the 80s? It was paired up with Garfield and Friends.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Remember this one episode where Wade turned into this evil, ugly, horrific monster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime,
yeah, I remember this.
Was it like a bell or a gong? And then the gong hit, and he was like, blah, blah, blah. So he was like, whack.
I think I do recall this episode, sadly.
Yeah, sadly.
But, like, I recall Festus's routine all the way back to the Three Stooges, so I'm not going to sit here and further date myself.
I mean, it just seemed, well, no, I just think that there's another story of the week, but I'm holding off of it because of it might be in Have I Got News For You, so I'll just keep it to myself.
Let me check the notes. It could be.
Okay, so I'll leave it.
Did anybody see? By the way, the crowd really crapped on that MMA match.
Good. Did they get a Fire Russo chant?
We got a This Is Bullshit chant.
Good.
Wrestling chant.
That's even better.
Too bad they weren't in Hammerstein. That would have been awesome.
Oh, good Lord. There'd be nothing left of the building.
Oh, by the way.
No. There's one place worse than Hammerstein where they could have held that pay-per-view.
Okay.
Alhambra.
Which I'm going to be at tomorrow, by the way. And let me just tell you something. That is just like the Mecca, man. I mean, it's still a little piece of shit arena, but God, is it great.
Oh, it is.
But I will say this, though. I was at the Hammerstein Ballroom for an ECW taping, and they had the Big Show and Batista on, and this was when ECW...
Oh, you were there?
I was there.
You were there the night CM Punk debuted.
Yes, I was.
Jealous.
Okay. But the chants for that were classic, okay? The chants were, change the channel, clap, 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 clap. And when the match was over with, thank you, Jesus, blank, blank, blah, 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 thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, that one didn't make it to air.
Okay. But it
change
was
the channel did.
Yeah, I mean, because it was, this was when Batista was still not working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, when Dave was doing the boo-boo faces and all that shit. And then Big Show was still the plotting mess. And this was just brutally bad. Brutally bad. And then when they were off the air, the Big Show and Batista hugged each other. And then the Big Show got on the mic and said basically, I don't know if you, like, you could all kiss my ass and things like that. It was pretty funny stuff. Because Big Show's a funny guy. He is just an absolute riot.
And he doesn't mind crazy ECW fans. When I was at the ECW only show in Huntington, the night that RVD and Sabu got busted,
yeah,
we had a bunch of bona fide mutants that I got to sit with. I love these guys.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't leave show alone all through the main event against RVD.
Oh, yeah.
Big Show got a haircut. Big Show's got a camel toe. The match kind of slowed down.
And he took the RVD mic. He would take the mic and just, like, rip on people.
Oh, yeah. We ripped on him, and somebody started yelling, you suck dick. He finally picked up the microphone. No, he didn't use the mic. He just looked at us and yelled, only once, but I was drunk. And went back to the mat. And then he came over and shook all of our hands for busting on him the whole match because he thought it was hilarious. So I have huge respect for a huge man. I hope that I get to shake his hand again Sunday. I'll be at the Columbus SmackDown ECW tapings. That's not a house show.
Which I thought was really, really, well, also was really funny, was, remember One Night Stand 2, Cena RVD, and the famous sign of Cena wins will riot?
Yeah,
I know that
there.
Guy. He is a member of the WrestleCrap forums.
Okay.
He sat in front of me at the
WWF.
He sat in front of me at the Royal Rumble.
He, Cena said he absolutely enjoyed being crapped on the way he was. You know?
Does Cena even realize how much danger he was in if he had actually won that match?
I don't
know.
I hope so. I realize, you know, I'm glad that he called people on the carpet after that. I was told a story at one house show. He saw a variant of that riot sign, grabbed it, put it down in the middle of the ring and said, come on. If he did that in New York.
People would.
They would, in droves. I'd be running for the exit myself, or I'd find a balcony seat and watch. I haven't decided.
Anybody on any fantasy site that would have done a rewriting on What If Cena won, half of it would have just been an obituary.
It would have made a lot of newspapers. I know that much. And I would have said I dove for the exit, and we kept on running. But we got our chairs.
Okay.
We
have. No, that's okay. We have 38 minutes. Nikki, I know you got to leave.
Let's do this.
Yeah. I do apologize. I've got GDW tomorrow, and they want me there by 11.
Okay, I'm got to get the links. I have the links.
All right.
I have the verse video all set up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're supposed to have Artie Reynolds on the show, but I think he's running a little bit late.
I just want to say...
Oh, shut up, Sting.
Maybe Hurricane Ike got to RD.
No, he's okay. The Monday after Hurricane Ike, I sent him a PM. He said he was okay.
I know, but I just wanted to reference Booker for once.
All right, Nikki, Typho, and VRM, you have the video clips, right?
I've got the link for the first clip.
I just got the one you sent me.
Typho?
If I have it, where would it be?
On your AIM.
I don't see it.
He's still shaking up from Shelton Benjamin losing.
There it is.
Okay, yeah.
You guys ready to go?
Run the rules by us one more time here.
Round one, I show you guys a video. You have to decipher what we're talking about. And then I'll ask you some questions afterwards. Feel free to bash the videos and what's going on about them. Make your own commentary or whatnot. Because you're also getting scored for comedy points as well.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll explain round two, round three, and round four, and the final round as well. So, you guys ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
So, who's going first?
Nikki and VRM are. But I got to do the open and all that stuff for the upcoming video.
Okay.
All right.
Good evening and welcome to Have I Got News For You. I'm Robert Seidelman, a.k.a. Angus Deaton without the coke or the prostitutes.
Right.
On the news, Randy Orton decided to enter a new stadium in Houston, but he forgot one important thing. It was Demolition Day.
Crickets.
Firing. Elsewhere in the news, Matilda decided, after wrestling, decided to become a guard dog for the blind. His master got lost, so he decided to take up an epic journey to save him. And finally, WCW, Booker T's mistress, Midnight from Harlem Heat back in 1999, decided to get back into her action, but she decided to forego her personal trainer, and now she looks like this.
Looks like my phone.
You have a really big phone,
man. But it's not working on radio, my friend.
Yeah.
No, this it's funnier. It'll be funnier when you see the video. On Nikki Haymon's team tonight is a New Yorker who decided to watch No Surrender last night on a couple nights ago on pay-per-view. Although he should be suing TNA a week soon for blindness. BRM.
Hey, I'm just glad I didn't have to pay $45 for it. Actually, no, $30 or however much it is, because it would have been worth one penny in my book.
And,
hell, it would have been worth a negative penny.
Hold on. And on Jason Black's team tonight, we have a guy who has a James Storm t-shirt and a Jim Ross team shirt. Or a t-shirt. I should give him a t-shirt that says Barbecue Saddleman is the sexiest man alive. Hey, folks.
And I'm sure I would wear it with pride.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And now let's get started with round one. I will show you a piece of news footage. You have to decide what you got to decipher what the heck we're talking about. And Nikki and VRM, enjoy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I just want to let you know that I have finalized contract negotiations here at TNA. So at next month.
You can talk during the video if you'd like.
Well, first off, because I want to know what the world. First, I want to know what I'm looking at and what I'm going to respond to. I know that's not how the show works. Ah, I see. Sting is actually curious to see who has the better finisher.
Well, I have to go with Jared on that one because at least his knocks the guy out for sure. I mean, What are the ways blood's supposed to flow from the top of your head?
As Jeff Jarrett decides, he's going to judge it for himself and say, Samoa Joe is going to take my place until I change my mind somewhere around January, and I'm going to take the belt and hold on to it for another 2 years. While I'm at it, I'm going to go find me another Jay.
And hopefully it won't fail like Kurt Angle did.
So, any idea what we're talking about?
We're talking about the fact that it's another old guard versus young guard thing, and Jeff Jarrett actually wants to switch sides. I don't think he's going to succeed very much because he's even older than I am.
There we go.
Yeah, and bringing in a certain someone, which I'm sure it's going to be later on, but bringing in a certain someone to help the young blood side doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, he's probably even older than Jared is.
Hey, they somehow considered Lex Luger part of the new blood in WCW, so I wouldn't put anything past Russo.
No. He was in the
Yeah, he was part of... he was part of the Millionaires Club.
He was in the Millionaires Club. Now, Jarrett was in New Blood, and that didn't make a whole lot of sense, but hey, they had to have a seasoned veteran standing there very proudly with his breakaway guitar.
Well, what about Scott Steiner?
What about him?
He's well preserved.
New blood as well.
He's well preserved. It is new blood. They have to put new chemicals in him monthly.
That isn't new blood. That's new HRH. Yeah, HGH. I'm sorry.
How dare you talk that way about a former heavyweight championship of the world?
Wait, I don't want the championship. That's funny. I never got able to get him around my waist.
Yes, this does have somewhat to do with the old school versus new school angle going on in TNA right now. But we're going after something bigger in this. When you see Sting and Joe in that video, they're going to be fighting at Bound for Glory. Aside from the title, what are they going to be fighting over?
Who jobs to Jarrett next?
Oh. Wow.
All right, Forrest, take Typho's seat. You're teaming up with Jason.
Okay.
But I can't watch the video. It's a handicap.
Don't worry, I've already seen it.
Okay.
I've already seen the second video.
Okay, then I'll just edit. I'll give the link to Nikki and VRM, and I'll just edit the video in.
Okay. So you want me to start talking about it?
No, we're not finished with the first one yet. Actually, they're going to be fighting over respect. Sting doesn't respect Joe. Joe doesn't respect Sting. So this match will pretty much be a respect thing.
Yeah, and Russo doesn't respect the fans, but we won't worry about that. So
Russo doesn't respect anyone.
He's not out there.
Look what he's put Jay and Sanjay through. Look what he's putting Eric through.
If Russo didn't respect us, he'd be out there in a triple threat. I better bite my tongue now because I think you might have heard that.
Vince Russo listening to the show is like a miracle waiting to happen. And no, trust me, miracles aren't happening. Yes, this is the situated New Blood thing. New Blood Revival, but this time the main thing is going to be Sting versus Joe in a matter of respect at Bound for Glory for the world title. People have decided to weigh in their opinions on this one, and Kane has quite a humorous and sadistic look for this.
Again.
Yes, knowing full well he will never get a sniff of the world heavyweight title ever again. Jason and Forth, your incredible journey.
Okay. Just waiting for you.
Hi.
Okay.
Start it up.
I have started it up.
Well, this is the story of how Mike Anneboy takes care of his champion. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Vince McMahon taking care of CM Punk's mojo, or lack thereof. What we're talking about here is how Chris Jericho stole CM Punk's mojo, and you know Austin Powers is looking
to learn
for it.
To take care of your champion.
You see, I have to defend
and,
the title.
And of course, Mike Anneboy
night,
showing his incredible acting
even
skills, which
opinion,
he honed on American Gladiators. And Mike Anneboy is what we're really talking about here is the ladder match at No Mercy for the heavyweight title, in which Shawn Michaels, which is with a supposedly injured lazy eye, is going to put Chris Jericho through another minutes of hell, which we should have had an Iron Man match, damn it, instead of a ladder match, which is still going to be very good. I wanted an Iron Man match, but hopefully that'll happen soon. The fact is that, Chris Jericho is incredible as a heel, but in this particular case, he's not really being taken care of by Mike Anneboy, because if he was truly taken care of by Mike Anneboy, we'd be hearing screams like Jesse and Festus.
Sue-wee.
You have anything else to say?
I'm just want to make an additional point here for you. Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, that's fine, but what did JBL want to have happen?
Oh, JBL wanted to be, he wanted to be, what he wanted was to be the spokesperson for Wonder Bra.
I think we have a picture of that.
Yes. But seriously, like I said, every time he should be announced as his tag team partner, his tits. But all joking aside, JBL wanted to be the number one contender, but as you know, being the number one contender was also being Vince McMahon's butt buddy, which is what JBL is. JBL wanted to be declared number one contender, and that was the last thing. And Batista, after being interrupted by Randy Orton, Seth Phoenix, and Santino Marella, and we know who has the bigger penis in that family, and then Batista basically kicking the crap out of everybody except Randy Orton, because we can't know poor little Randy can't even be touched, you see, because his clavicle could be hurt again, you see, that sort of thing.
Yes, this is the story about the never-ending saga between Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels. However, knowing this feud, it should never end until WrestleMania.
Not at all, and I hope that would be great in a 60-minute Iron Man match. Please let that happen. Please.
If it can't be 60, would you accept a 45-minute?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
Absolutely.
30 would be good, too.
Problem solved. And that pretty much brings the end to this startling opening round, where we discover that Nikki and VRM have 3, and Jason and Forf have a good but ample 4.
Cool. Awesome.
Groovy.
Round 2 is our cryptic headline round. We would have funny headlines, but we decided to be cryptic here and decided to puzzle our people a little bit. One headline for each person. Nikki, the first one's yours. MMA spelled F-A-I-L. Nikki?
Sorry. The answer to that is Frank Trigg attempting to teach AJ how to be an MMA wrestler. Unfortunately, you're not supposed to be teaching somebody something like that on a pay-per-view.
Applause.
Save that for the house shows. It's just not going to work. You can't integrate MMA and professional wrestling.
Lord knows how WWE tried that 10 years ago with the Brawl for All. Wonder what happened to that.
Bart Kahn is still recovering from that shot. Anybody remember that?
Oh, dear. And didn't we just try this less than a year ago with Angle and Joe?
That was actually a lockdown, I thought.
Yeah, it was a lockdown, but they just decided to go to straight wrestling afterwards.
Exactly. They knew it was going to fail, but they tried it again anyway. And again, AJ's a great, a great wrestler and a great athlete, but last I checked, TNA doesn't mean MMA either. Sorry, guys.
Spike needs it, but not TNA.
Well,
Spike loves it.
Well, Nikki, I'm going to give you 2 points because you're completely correct on this one. This was the abomination of a match between Frank Trigg and AJ Styles. And let's just be honest, the less said about this match, the better.
Well, then I said too much already. Next.
Just expect this match to be part of the Gooker, just to be a Gooker nomination on WrestleCrap.com.
No. Next.
VRM, this next one's yours. Thanks for the memories.
Oh. I'm guessing Charlie Hot started to grow JBL-sized man boobs.
No.
No, but seriously, I didn't see Raw this past week. I know it's got to be about JBL, though. I know that.
Wrong set of memories, if I guess is right.
Oh.
Nikki, you can help BRM.
Hmm. Oh, bother.
Can't right, get hurt again.
All right, Jason, you want to take it?
Yes, I do. If anybody saw Raw this week, Jillian, when she came out to sing Elvis, looked like her boobs were inflated like four times their natural size.
Oh, I don't pay attention to crap like that.
Yeah, when Jillian comes out, I just turned the channel off, but I was in front of a TV anyway, so I couldn't see it.
Am I wrong?
Funny, but you are wrong.
Oh, my God. No, but okay, come on. They were just, like, nuts.
Yeah, Four, you know?
Yeah, she must have been fired from TNA for refusing to sleep with Matt Morgan as well.
Say that again?
I was just making a joke comparing Matt Morgan to Batista and having a hand in Shelly Martinez leaving.
Believe it or not, that is completely correct.
What?
No, that just hit me. That just hit me too. Okay,
correct-ish. This does have to do with Shelly Martinez leaving TNA. However, it does not have to do anything with Matt Morgan.
Oh, okay, thank God.
So we'll give you 1 point instead of two. The main reason why she is leaving is because she will be filming a movie, and that would conflict with her TNA schedule. So she does what any expiring big-boobed actress would do. Quit. And, ladies and gentlemen, you should expect to see her latest movie in your local adult theater.
God.
Lesbian sex videos are not porn.
Depends on who you ask. And depends on how they're dressed.
True. Jason, this one's yours.
Okay.
Haas and barbecue sauce.
Okay. This one I got, and it was actually the funniest thing on Raw. It was good old JH, as Charlie Haas is still trying to found a gimmick that actually works. He played Jim Ross with a red pillow stuffed under his belly, and the fact that JR actually, in his blog, didn't actually crap on it and said it was very cool.
You got it. 2 points for you. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, this does have to do with Charlie Haas' imitation of Jim Ross on Monday Night Raw. What's quite interesting about this that, as also with the Mama Joa, with his impersonation with CHL, he also plugged JR's website, JR'sBarbecue.com. They shipped out quite a bit of barbecue sauce Tuesday. I had a whole bunch of orders. So,
and if anybody noticed, Lawler gave Charlie props before the match started for his impersonation.
No, I did not.
Just before the bell rings, Charlie climbs out, Lawler's standing right next to him, and he says a couple things and pats him on the shoulder. Look positive.
Okay.
So how long until he dresses like Bobby Lashley and endorses his new smoothie shop, Signature Pharmacy?
Fourth, I have an interesting one for you.
All
right. High Flyer Grounded.
Jeff Hardy, escorted from an airplane.
Bingo. Why was he escorted from said airplane?
I keep hearing that he looked drunk. They don't think that he was, but he looked it, so I don't know about that part.
Actually, that's exactly right. He was drunk.
He was or allegedly was?
He was.
He was.
Does this count as a lack of wellness, or?
No.
Not really, because at least this stuff was legal.
No, this was just Jeff having a little bit of a party on his own, which is kind of stupid, but, you know.
Yes, this is, like you just said, sorry, I'm a little bit verklempt for a second. Yes, this has to do with Jeff Hardy's infamous airplane ride this week. There's said to be no real problem for him as he was quietly detained, got through everything okay, and decided and was given the option of taking a later flight. And let's be clear about this, because also on that flight was Matt Hardy, Jeff's brother, who's playing babysitter. And not to mention Hurricane, who, didn't he make an appearance tonight or not on SmackDown?
He made many.
Yes and no.
Yeah, twice.
He did these little pop-up, these little bitty pop-up videos, and he referred to himself as Hurricane Helms. You do not know how happy that makes me.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I hear that heroic music on Sunday, fire's going to have to pull me up off the ground. I have missed the superhero for so long.
Will you need a cigarette?
not quite that bad, but admittedly, I was furious back in 2005 when the heroes who at the time were the most established and longest-running tag team on Raw couldn't get their breakup on TV. They played it all on Unlimited.
Oh, God. By the way, which was a great idea. Unfortunately, the advertisers absolutely hated it. But I just thought it was a brilliant idea, if you ask me.
It was a great idea, but you don't play storyline like that on Unlimited. It just killed me.
Nope, you don't. Out.
You play it right after you come back from the commercial after the fight starts, or right before you go to the commercial. Preferably right after.
Yeah, definitely right after commercials when you show the fight. And that brings a rip-roaring end to this round, where we show that Nikki and VRM are lagging with 5, and we show that Jason and VRM are impressing with 9.
Yay.
Oh, well.
Round 3 is our odd one out round, where we give you four main stars. You have to figure out which one's Barry Horowitz. Nikki, here are your 4.
All right.
Fit Finley, Randy Savage, Rey Mysterio, and the Beverly Brothers.
Well, that's silly. The Beverly Brothers are a tag team. We're talking about individual guys here.
No. That's not the right answer in either way. VRM can help.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what the Barry Horowitz term is about here. So.
Well, I don't know anything about the Beverly Brothers. That's why I'm singling them out. But
would you like a clue?
You got a clue by 4 swing.
It has to do with, let's say, short people.
That doesn't help me because I don't know anything about the Beverly Brothers.
Come on, short people, think about it. Shorts, who's short on ECW? Who's got a short person who goes to the ring with him all the time?
I don't know anything about the Beverly Brothers.
Okay.
Maybe they're
all. The other choice?
I don't know that.
Hold on, what was the other choice? It was Finley, Mysterio, Beverly Brothers, and who was the other one?
Randy Savage. He's short on something, all right. Patience.
VRM, you're on the right track with short people and midgets.
Scotty Finley.
No, that's not correct. Jason and 4th, you want to take a shot at this?
I will, and I believe it is Rey Mysterio who is the odd man out. Because the Beverly Brothers, Finley, and Savage have all had minis or mini replicas of them or something to that effect.
And that's 2 points for you. Well done.
Okay.
Because that is actually the correct answer. Fit Finley, as we know, is Hornswoggle. Randy Savage had that little Macho Man with him that he wrestled with around 93, 94. Actually, a famous tag team partner of his was the Bushwhackers. Beverly Brothers had a mini Beverly by himself. They called him Bob Beverly.
Oh God! Good Lord!
And Rey Mysterio is on one out because he did not have a midget. For
he's just short himself.
He just
yeah.
is one.
He is one. VRM, here's your quadruple of sexy to a degree. Divine Brown, Ashley Massaro, Missy Hyatt, Victoria.
Well, I noticed where I know Ashley's the only one that's always injured.
No, that's not right.
And I know, I'm trying to make a joke here. Do you not get the... That's the second time you missed that. I'm trying to make the joke.
I got it. Who was the first one again?
Divine Brown.
Okay, I don't know. I don't even know who the hell she is.
That was... I'll explain it once it's done. Okay.
I think I know. I might know the answer.
All right, what is it?
Ashley Massaro is the odd one out because I think the other three have been valets or part of the Ho train. Ashley was never played that way.
No, that is not right. Actually, you'll get 1 point because you mentioned the
hoe.
Ashley, you got it right. Ashley is a hoe, but so is Divine Brown, Missy Hyatt. We'll give you 1 point for that one. As a matter of fact, all of them are real-life hoes, except for Victoria, who just was part of Godfather's Ho train and never whored herself out to anyone in either way.
Wow, that is true. And by the way, Divine Brown was the African-American hooker that Hugh Grant was caught with in the car in Hollywood. And the infamous question on Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking, if you remember that particular episode?
Nope.
Well, okay.
All right, well, Jason, you're next, and here's your four.
Okay.
Edge.
Right.
Rhino.
Right.
The Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And Haku.
Well, I was, if Lita was in there, I was going to say everyone is to give the odd woman. Well, anyway. The answer, it's Edge, Rhino, what was the other one?
Hurricane and Haku.
Haku is the odd one out because Edge, Rhino, and Hurricane have all had fusion neck surgery. Or neck surgery.
Haku is right. He is the odd one out, but not for that reason.
But Rhino has had the fusion neck surgery. Edge has had it, and Hurricane has had it. You know that for an absolutely fact.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, not around, but I had a different reason.
But that, okay.
That is true. I was going for something a little more lighthearted than that.
Okay.
All former jobbers in WCW, Santa Ku, beat them all in WCW, the Arm Pro, Worldwide, or Saturday Night.
Edge was a jobber?
He was Damon Stryker in WCW.
Oh, okay.
The next thing Rhino went under his real name in WCW for a short while in 97-98. Hurricane, we all know, has Shane Helms.
Sugar Shane Helms. Sugar Shane.
Yeah.
Edge, next thing
you'll tell me, Danielson lost Cena. He jobbed to Haku, who was Meng in WCW, and Kevin Sullivan.
Okay, so...
And fourth, your last up, your last quadruped, Austin Aries, Chris Hero, Delirious, and Roderick Strong.
Well, I should probably get up on my Ring of Honor as much as I can. I'm just going to take a random guess. I don't think Delirious wrestled for any major organization. I don't know if Chris Hero did, but it's the only one that I would think makes sense.
You're right with Ring of Honor, but do you guys want a clue?
No, I actually want to take this. The answer is Chris Hero, because Austin Aries, Delirious, and the other guy, Roderick Strong, have wrestled in Ring of Honor. Chris Hero has not.
That is wrong.
Really?
Chris Hero wrestles for Ring of Honor. That's where I first saw him. My odd man out, I was going to call for Delirious because everybody else speaks English.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Bjorn, do you want to take a shot at this?
Don't ask me because I don't know anything about Ring of Honor, so I'm the odd man out myself here.
Is it because Delirious is the only one that wears a mask?
No, I'm going to have to give this to you all, and Nikki, you're going to kick yourself for this.
Okay.
All of them have won Ring of Honor Survival of the Fittest, save for Austin Aries, who lost it twice.
I've only seen one Survival of the Fittest, and I was at the one that, no, Delirious, I thought Delirious lost. Seidel won the one I was at.
No, Delirious won it.
By the way, guys, I just want to let out 5 minutes, so we really got to get moving here.
I know. Judging by the score, we have Nikki and BRM still stuck in a rut at 6, and we have Jason and DJ, actually DJ and Forf, bouncing along at 12. And our final round is our missing words round. I will give you a blank, and you have to figure out what goes in that blank. So let's start off with JBL what for Ryan Braddock?
Repeat that? I'm sorry?
Nope.
No, I couldn't hear what you said.
JBL what for Ryan Braddock?
JBL blanked?
Yeah.
Jobbed too?
No.
I think he shot down an idea for Braddock to be his nephew or something like that.
Yes, Orf. 2 points. And this is angle for Ryan Braddock. Ryan Braddock was going to play his cousin or nephew or something like that, and JBL didn't see him as anything more than a mid-card guy, so he nixed the angle.
Wow.
Next up, what destroys Raw's ratings?
Football.
Are you ready for some football?
Yep, Monday Night Football.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Can I make a... It's creative destroys Raw's ratings.
That too.
Yeah.
But I still think the Hurricane...
There's a lot of things that destroy Raw's ratings.
It was not one of them. I just think the weather knocked out at least a full ratings point worth of people, but I can't prove it.
Monday Night Football got a 3.4, and Raw got a 2.6.
No, Monday Night Football got like an 11.
Yeah, Monday Night Football went into double figures.
And Raw got a 2.6.
Mm.
Yeah, plus look at the game it was. It was a big game, so.
Yeah.
And moving on.
Next, Damian Demento to return what?
What?
His dignity?
Damian Demento what to blank?
Damian Demento to return what?
To return to protesting.
About blading. Close.
Can I take this one?
Yeah.
Take it.
He's planning on returning to the ring.
Yeah, that is right. Typho, no points would be awarded. Oh, was that you, Forth?
Yeah.
Well, Forth, you got it. To the ring is right. Damian Demento is planning to come out under the new Damian Demento. And finally... Yeah, the new Damian Demento. And finally, TNA wants a what?
What?
Wants HD.
he wants a good booker.
No.
Wants a high-def show.
No.
Who wants a better drug policy?
No. I'm going to give this to you. Wants a developmental school.
Really?
Yeah, they want a developmental school. And we end this Cavalcade of Fun for the final score that Nikki and VRM sucked with 7, and Jason Block and Forfa scored an impressive 16.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I guess I better go watch a few more shows because I have no freaking idea how this was scored.
I better watch about 20,000 more shows because I had no idea about half the topics.
So, we have some prizes for you guys. We have a signed copy of the Greatest Ladder Match DVD set to Jason and Forf.
Are you serious or kidding?
We're kidding.
Oh, damn.
And we have a signed sheet of toilet paper by Eugene to Nikki and VRM.
I need it. I'm out of toilet paper at the apartment. Apparently for all the shit I just shoveled for the show.
Yeah, I was just about to go out and make another run. Because it was taco night out here, so.
And I leave you with news that despite being stupid, Eugene does get the extra help that he needs when he decides to go back to the independent circuit.
Why? Does he carry around a roll of bounty towels?
No, he just needs some extra signs placed on the steps.
Yep. This way here. Listen, guys, I'm out. I gotta go.
And finally, and that kind of wraps up for this guy, for me, but not for this guy who gets stepped over by the police. Good night.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting. Did you guys...
Is it more of the week time yet?
Huh?
Is it more of the week time yet? Because I got a good one.
No, actually, I'm gonna... We'll save it for next week, okay?
Alright.
We'll save everything else for next week. Nikki's gotta leave, Jason Block left. And that's it. I'm gonna go next week.
Alright.
We'll return to roll next week. By the way, did Typho Force, VRM, did you guys enjoy, this?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It seemed a little, contrived for radio. It's like it was a little more work than it probably should have been. But it was enjoyable. I only wish I knew about half the stuff we were talking about.
I know some of the things that I gave were kind of tough. Like, the Jobber one, the Ring of Honor one, I kind of thought if the guests that I scheduled were actually here, they would have did it. I think Peepaw would have gotten it. Oh, well. Take care, you guys.
All right.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.